Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight, we're going to expand your wisdom and open your eyes to your own inner talent with Clara Candy Hoff. And Candy is a master teacher with degrees in Reiki, crystal healing, qualifications as a quantum touch practitioner. Clara Candy helps people to fashion a beautiful life and ultimately heal themselves from within using her ability as an angel, intuitive, in counseling, and spiritual healing. She not only brings comfort, peace, direction, and newfound joy and clarity to those who are in despair, but she motivates and inspires them to see the beauty, magnificence, and the power inside themselves. In this way, her clients learn to love themselves again. She calls herself a facilitator and a beacon of light for people to come to when they are in the dark about certain areas of their lives. With her loving and compassionate intention to heal and the willingness of the client to bring harmony and balance into their life, true healing begins. After a session with Candy, clients are amazed at how much clarity they have regarding the fundamental causes of their emotional and physical ailments. Clara Candy has a diploma of teaching. In addition to her years as a school teacher, she has been the creator of numerous businesses, from an art studio to a coffee shop, being co-owner and vice president of a movie theater chain in Washington, D.C. She is an author and a publisher of Enchanting Timeless Story, Angel of Faith, as well as being the publisher and artistic director of the book Monstrat, The Emerald Isle. Candy has also recorded beautiful and guided angel meditations that take the listener on a wonderful journey of self-discovery and self-connection assisted by angels. Candy has designed several inspiring motivational workshops that include valuable life-changing information presented in a highly original, entertaining manner that are delivered with great passion, humor, and deep compassion. And without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Clara Candy Hoff. Welcome to the show, Clara Candy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting me on your lovely Cowboy Wisdom show.
Well, this is my honor and privilege, but you said something in there that in your bio here, and it's called facilitator. How is it? And this is something that I really talk a lot about myself, is facilitator. How does being the facilitator of your life allow you to expand out of what you call the emotional ailments of our life?
All right. A lot of people have called me a healer. Nowhere, Rob, do I ever use that in anything. In the last 11 years, I've never used the word healer on myself, because people choose to heal themselves. It's a contract that they make between that higher source, divine, universe, God, higher self, whatever they want to call that other source, and themselves. And that's where the healing begins. I am the healing practitioner, in which I facilitate their so-called contract of healing to occur between themselves and that higher source. But I will be there to help facilitate that. Now, we can all be facilitators of our lives in order to improve them, and we do that with every word we speak, with every thought we have, and with every feeling in our heart. If we consciously make that of a positive and an optimistic frequency, filled with love and unity and peace and joy and acceptance and harmony, then we will have the same positive energies of abundance in our lives. And so anybody can facilitate their lives. A lot of people are too busy living in the past and merely reacting to life and reacting to triggers rather than being proactive with their lives. And to a great extent, I show people how they have forgotten to be facilitators of their own lives.
But you said a word in there that's very, very opening. We're reactionaries instead of responders and fawn. How do you feel about that?
Well, most of the time are in the past. They're putting their emphasis on anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, defensiveness. All of these things are triggers to keep us on a loop, a carousel of being in the past and merely reacting to something that's gone before. It doesn't matter how justified you are. It doesn't matter how rational and logical that you think you are in putting your energies on any of those negative things, but that will keep you in the past. Now, if you worry, stress, and control, that puts you in the future on something that hasn't happened and most probably won't happen. And if you're in the past or the future, you can't live in the only moment that you have to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where we can truly live and we can pick up the signs and the signals and the synchronicities of how it would be best for our lives to flow. And most people, Rob, are living just as being triggered by anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, something that has happened in the past. And they would rather be right and hang on to that than to let go and be happy.
You know, that is the key. We've been taught to hold on. We were actually taught in school through our childhood. They always brought up, remember when you did this. And how does that play out today, do you feel, in people's lives, Candy?
Oh, absolutely. We are so triggered by what we have been taught in childhood. Many clients who have come to me over the last 11 years, there's a sense that they're not worthy. They're not deserving. They don't measure up because they've chosen to wear the suit of clothes that their parents, their community, an organization, a group, or religion has taught them that they must conform in a certain way, that perhaps they've sinned, perhaps they're no good, perhaps they won't measure up to anything. And just because we were brought up like this, it doesn't mean that we have to buy into it. And so I've had many, many people over the last 11 years see that that was simply something that was told to them, and they don't need to keep perpetuating it.
And that's what we do when we repeat the story from memory, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and it's our default programming. It's just a story. It's just a story that's been told to us that you'll never amount to anything. Life was meant to be hard. Take any job and just survive at it. And when people do this, they live on, you know, sort of autopilot, thinking that they don't deserve better, and they go about lives of quiet desperation in which they take on dishonoring relationships, and they allow themselves to be in dishonoring jobs and dishonoring relationships, and when deep down they know that it's not respectful for them. And one thing that happens during my sessions is that I show them their life, my client's life, from a higher perspective so that they can see that negative carousel that they are of destructive habits and negative patterns in order to stop the carousel, to get off and create and fashion the most extraordinary life they can for themselves. But they have to be proactive.
And, yeah, that is true. And I'm going to give you Clara Candy's website is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And now I really want to ask you about your book, and really the Angels of Faith. What would expand in people's lives if they chose to read that book?
Okay. Angels of Faith is based on my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die. It awakens people to their divine, eternal natures, and it helps them understand that this physical incarnation that we are in is such a blip on the radar screen. We've chosen this funny little meat suit that we're in for such a short time to have a physical incarnation, a physical experience. But our true nature is one of divine essence. We come here to learn our lessons. And those that are on the planet now have chosen to be here. A lot of us are light workers or spiritual warriors to hold the light for many on the planet, because the planet is ascending into a planet of unity, of love, of peace. And so many of us light workers are holding that. So the book actually will awaken something in the reader that gets them to remember their divinity. I've had people read the book and they've said, I read your book and 3/4 of the way I got through and I started to remember something that I had forgotten long ago, and it made me cry. It made me cry at my true divine eternal nature, the true essence. And I heard those exact words when the book was launched a few years ago from clients in Australia, in California, in Virginia, over in Europe. They're using the same words that they read the book, and 3/4 of the way through, their eyes started to well up with tears as they started to remember something which they'd forgotten. And that is their divine eternal nature. So it awakens something in the reader to something so much grander than this, just this physical incarnation that we're in, Rob.
And that is very profound in what you said. But there's a question come to me while you were speaking. And it just come to me, and I have no idea or where this is going to go. But, you know, we say we're a human, but really, how would it feel to know we're just a physical spirit? How do you feel about that?
To know that we are divine essence.
To understand we're just a physical spirit with a spiritual experience.
Oh, we're a spiritual being having a human or physical experience.
Yeah, but I mean I took the word human out of my life because that's something I learned in a book. And anything I learned in a book, somebody's trying to control me most of the time, in my mind. So,
right.
But instead of being a human, how are we just a physical spirit having a spiritual experience here on Earth?
Well, I believe that we are spiritual beings, and we've chosen by writing the contract for our life to come back here and choose different souls in our soul group to interact with and interweave with different scenarios to learn our lessons on a physical level. And once you wake up to this, then you kind of live a dual existence. You know that your pure essence, as a child of the divine, as a child of source, as a child of God, as I call that higher self, and but you're also in physical reality. So you see yourself as a multidimensional being, and you're not held to just those physical senses. You are much grander than just seeing, hearing, smelling, you know, all those five senses, and you're able then to create your world through the energies and the frequencies of that higher alchemical potential of your spiritual self.
And, you know, that's the thing. How is the world more metaphysical than it is physical to you, Claire?
Well that's an interesting question. One is not more than the other because, as I understand it, rather than just being a spirit, to be able to manifest on the earth plane in all that complexity, we have to ground ourselves into Mother Nature. And so we live a dual existence in that we know we're spirit having a physical a physical experience, but we also then utilize those extraordinary energies of Mother Earth, which we're made up of the same essence as a tree or a flower or a rock or a mineral, and so we combine the two, and great things come out of that.
You know, this question comes to me. We have a God above, but we got Mother Nature and Mother Earth that really...
Right.
They kind of flow people through life. But how is it if you were get out of tune with either one of them, Mother Nature or Mother Earth, they have a way of getting us awakened, such as hurricanes, typhoons, and earthquakes and things like that. How are we actually, as humans or as people, missing the boat and not really listening to Mother Nature or Mother Earth? Do you feel?
Well, most of the time, people are so with technology and everything else. Most people are so divorced from nature, and that's why so often, Rob, when we go out in nature, we feel so much better. We feel like, you know, we can breathe so much easier. If one is too much of the earth. And, you know, I'm thinking of the Lakota Indians who used to pray to Father Sky and Mother Earth. You must, you know, have that balance of knowing that, yes, you are a spiritual being having that physical experience. But if you're out of balance, and most people are, they spend all of their time with their noses in their cell phones, texting or on Facebook perhaps, you know, just on the computer, and they have forgotten that their essence is the same as, I said, a tree, a flower, the minerals, and to go out and to connect with that nature is such a beautiful thing. And if we're out of balance in either way, it will show up as an imbalance in your life.
And, you know, that's true. But here you said something about the Lakota Sioux. How would it help the America today to pay attention to some Native American wisdom to expand ourselves out of where we're at, do you feel?
Well, it's just amazing because the Lakotas knew that they had everything that they need. They had everything that they needed, and Mother Earth provided everything for them. And they used what was given to them from Mother Earth, but they never took more than they needed, and also they never polluted the earth. Whatever they used would, whether it was animal, vegetable, or mineral, was of the earth, and it would be recycled naturally. And so when they broke down camps, they would never leave anything behind that would not be, you know, degenerate back into the earth. And they knew the respect of Mother Nature, and they lived in harmony in that way.
And that's very true. But now you also, I'm on her, on Claire's website. It's angelhealinghouse.com. You have guided angel meditations. But first, before you really get into that, how are people really lack the knowledge or the wisdom about the angels, do you feel, they have around them?
You can't expect to be in contact very easily with the angels. The angels live in a very high dimensional frequency. If people would only break down their lives, they say, you know, Claire Candy, you're so lucky that, you know, you can see and you can hear and you can pick up their messages. Well, I say the only reason I do that is because, again, everything I think, everything I speak, and everything I feel in my heart, I choose that to be of the highest loving vibration that I can possibly consciously make that thought. I don't allow myself to dwell on negativity. The foods that I put in my mouth are not tainted with lower vibrational additives, coloring, flavoring, preservatives. They are organic. They are of the highest frequency. So my what I put in my body is of a high frequency, what I think is of high frequency, and what the emotions I choose to be loving and kind. And spiritually, I honor myself as a child of God, put here to not only serve the best in me, but that's going to serve the best in others. So it's a beautiful cycle, Rob, that I do to keep my vibrational frequency very high. And with it being so high, then I can very easily connect with these high vibrational beings. And most people want to just connect with the angels when they don't give any thought to quantum physics, like attracting like. You cannot connect with and be in the same resonance as that which is of a higher frequency than you if you do not attend to your own frequencies being high. A lot of people can connect with the angels when they're only in meditation, when they're only, you know, sequestered away and really trying hard to connect with the angels. But it's a minute, a second by second, minute by minute occurrence with me, because I've consciously done all of those things physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to keep my vibrational energy on the same wavelength. And people can do that if they choose to.
There's the key word, choosing. But
right.
And also, you said something about vibration. Isn't that really the one of the main factors between being wealthy and being on the other side, is the vibrational frequency in which we live and in the inspirations we put forth into the world or the universe, whatever?
Well, I can tell you the five important principles or tenets that Angel Healing House is built on, and it stops people from being in abundance. You ready for them, Rob? The first is, people, if you want to be abundant, you must take responsibility and accountability for your life. Stop blaming others. There's no fault finding, and stop being a victim. That's number one. Take responsibility. Everything that you've drawn to yourself is because the energy is inside of you, and you've drawn things to yourself to help you learn your lessons. There are no exceptions. Number two is to forgive. But the reason you forgive is not to forgive somebody else. It's to lift the forgiveness, the burden you carry, off of your soul. And you draw a line in the sand and you say, I will choose to be happy instead of choosing to be right, and forgive. The third is not to have judgment for anything, because you allow people to have their opinions and to walk their journey, just like you wouldn't like anybody else to tell you how to walk your journey, so there's no judgment. Be in gratitude and appreciation for your blessings that you have in this very moment. The more you put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation, the more you will be given. And the third is to unconditionally love yourself and others, no matter what they have done, because you can't control anybody else. All you can do is control yourself. If you do take responsibility, forgive, have no judgment, are in gratitude and appreciation, and have only unconditional love, it will make your vibrational frequency soar through the roof, and you will manifest and fashion an extraordinary life for yourself.
And that is saying, here, you said something at the end there. The graciousness in which we inspire ourselves, isn't that the way we live our life, do you feel, Claire?
It is. Once we do those things, we stop blaming. There's no fault finding. There's no victim. And then and only then do we allow the grace of God to enter our lives. And then something I always say is, I will, to will, his will. Because God and the angels know what's best for me and how I can serve the best. And so I let go And actually, my CD is my guided angel meditation CD is called "Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now." Let go of expectations. Allow yourself to be led by God and the angels, because they know where the miracles and the magic lie. And most people are too busy trying to control life and telling God how and when. He or she should do things, and that only just constricts your life.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? But here's the thing. Now you said the word constrict. How are we our own constrictors?
That's a very easy question. We constrict our lives by trying to force the how and the when of things happening. All we are is pure intention. And I get my clients to say thank you instead of wanting and instead of desiring. It's thank you. Thank you. Like, for instance, I've had many clients who have been out of work, and they're filled with lack. And they say, I'll never be able to get a job. And I said, well, not with that attitude. So I get them to say thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary job, which is mine. I work with like-minded people. I work in a beautiful place. I get remunerated monetarily for my gifts and my talents and my abilities. And then they imagine this beautiful job that they're in and how it feels to work in this beautiful place. And the more that they can turn their energies around, these people have drawn jobs to themselves. That have fit that bill. And that's it. You say thank you. Thank you for my job, because by saying thank you to the universe, you are already saying that it's yours. And instead of saying I want, because if you say you want, it's you lack. You lack. By saying thank you affirm that it's already yours. It's a different energy.
You know, you just said a word that's no longer even in my vocabulary. Want.
Yeah, exactly.
I desire to experience.
Right, yeah. So the how and the when of it working out is not our providence. That's the providence of higher source and angels. And if we let go to that, then we open ourselves up for synchronicities and miracles and magic to occur.
There's two things. I'm on Claire's website, angelhealinghouse.com. There's two things I really want you to expand people on: the healing session and the distant healing, because that is more, distant healing has more power than everybody ever really feels. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I have international clients. I've sent healing all over the world, and my clients tell me that during the session they can feel like electrical currents going through their body, and it releases pain, and it also lifts emotional toxins and poisons that have been caused by negativity held within the body, and it helps the body release those. And my clients have said that after a distant healing session or sessions with me locally in Los Angeles, that they feel like they're in heaven and they don't want to leave. They feel like they're lighter, they have more clarity, and they feel like a great burden has been lifted off of themselves.
And also the angel healing sessions, other healing sessions, what would people feel when they walk or they leave and start experiencing the expansion that you allow them?
Well, within a very short amount of time, because the energies have been changed within themselves, then they start to experience, because of the abundance of energies and the clarity they have inside, they start to draw them to themselves more honorable things in their life. And they notice that life starts to change, not because of outside influences, it's because the energies inside of them have been changed.
Isn't that, you just said the key word to all personal expansion, energy within expands, energizes, whatever word you use. Isn't that where life is really energized?
Absolutely, because most people are taught to live from the outside in, but through my intuitive counseling session and showing them their life from a higher perspective, Rob, this way they can see that they are the master of their own destiny, and by changing the energies inside, they become the alchemist, they become the magician, and they can change their reality on the outside, and that's the way we change our world, by changing from within first, and then we change our reality.
And that was very omnipotent. Now we got to talk about my favorite thing, Reiki. If somebody takes a Reiki session, how do they feel when they're done?
They feel clear. They feel lighter. They feel as if a burden has been lifted off of themselves. Some people that come to me for pain relief, the pain is gone. Even if it's long-standing pain, those cancer patients who have come to me, their immune systems improve. They feel more energized. They feel rebalanced. They feel recharged. Reiki is now accepted by the National Institute of Health and the World Health Organization as energy medicine, and it's accepted in hospitals and hospices and cancer centers like Johns Hopkins Hospital and the Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. This is because it improves the immune system and it helps the person's natural healing abilities kick in and become that much stronger.
And Claire's website is angelhealinghouse.com, and her book is right there on the front page. You can purchase it. The CD is there. But I want you to pay attention to the clarity in which she spoke, the words in which she used. It was all positive, inspiring, and they're going to move you forward. And that is something you always want to look for when you're looking for somebody to end your life. And Claire, we have run out of time. And so give the people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Each one of you listeners is more powerful, more magnificent, and more beautiful than you possibly could ever imagine. Go out there and just fashion the most extraordinary life you can for yourself. I also have an Angel Healing House blog talk radio every Tuesday, and I channel information from my angelic family who are called the Posse of Angels. So thank you so much, Rob. Thank you for all the light that you shine on our beautiful planet and all of your cowboy wisdom.
Well, thank you, and everybody. I want to thank Claire and all the listeners because it's my honor and privilege to be here and to expand people's lives. And if you listen to Claire's voice, wisdom, you will have a life-expanding experience. And thank you, and good night, everybody. And I'll be here Thursday night, and I'm going to talk about the meaning of Labor Day because it's coming up. Anyway, thank you, and good night, everybody.
Good night.